This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's speak to the Democratic Alliance in the province. They are welcoming the precautionary suspension of the Limpopo Legislature Secretary, Dr. Timothy Mark. They are saying that the Speaker, Dr. Makuru Peji, was compelled to suspend Dr. Make following a number of irregularities, including vanity expenditure of 1.8 million for multiple rebooking of flight tickets because it did not reflect his academic title, and an alleged procurement scandal of 12.5 million paid to a law firm with alleged family ties to Make. Let's speak to the Democratic Alliance's advocate, Franco Marx, who is the DA provincial spokesperson on legislature oversight. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening.
Thank you very much for your time. Well, talk to us about your welcoming the suspension of Dr. Make. You say this comes because the Speaker of the Legislature, Dr. Makuru Peji, was compelled.
Yes, we believe that, and you would have noted in November last year already, we have called on the Speaker to establish an ad hoc committee to investigate the findings in the 2025-26 quarter one report. And that included a finding by the Auditor General that the financial statements were not properly prepared. There was a vehicle purchase for the very same Speaker, reportedly over 1 million rand, which contributed directly to the legislature's poor audit performance. Furthermore, the legislature only achieved 59 out of the 58 performance target, which is a mere 68% success rate. So yes, it is a bit late, but it's definitely welcome.
So what are the allegations?
Well, the allegations is what I've just mentioned, but then I think that added to this is the 1.8 million on cancelled flights to Gambia, where Dr. Mark insisted, or allegedly assisted, that his academic title must reflect on his flight tickets, and that caused the tickets to be redo two or three times, ultimately totaling 1.8 million in flight tickets. And then the latest alleged procurement scandal is that 12.5 million was allegedly paid to a law firm which alleged direct family ties to his nephew.
You're also saying that in November 2025, the DA in the caucus, you made your intentions clear to call for the establishment of an ad hoc committee to investigate findings of the 2025-2026 first quarter report, which included a finding by the Auditor General that the financial statements submitted for audit were not fully prepared in line with generally recognized accounting practices. Please talk to us about that.
Yeah, so what we've done, we've tabled or gave notice of our intention to table a formal motion in the House. However, although our other items were read, the Speaker indicated that this specific item will not be tabled, and she allegedly did not receive same. Subsequently, thereto, many occasions were postponed, and the motion was never tabled, and that is why we are now calling on the Chair of Chairs, Mr. Thabo Mokoena, as well as the Whippery, to establish an ad hoc committee that is independent and to investigate, because it's evident that the Speaker is involved in these allegations, or at least implicated in these allegations, and it should be properly investigated, not only for Mr. Markey's purpose, but also for the Speaker to clear her name.
So this decision, by the way, the suspension, do you have background as to how it was instituted? And I'll tell you why, because as you say, if then you are making the allegation that even the Speaker is implicated, then somebody else perhaps should be the one instituting an investigation or leading that investigation.
Well, it's not me making the allegation. It's the allegations that was made in the media, and we reported on based on that. And that is why we are calling on an investigation to say, well, in the media reports, there's allegations that a Speaker is involved, and it should be investigated. If she got nothing to hide, she would gladly call such an ad hoc committee and say, please proceed, let's go and find myself not guilty. But to hide from it and to avoid such an investigation, that raises questions.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
Thank you, sir. Have a blessed evening.
Good evening. That is Franco Max, who is the DA provincial spokesperson on legislature oversight. Staying on legislature, want to speak to the speaker of the Limpopo provincial legislature. That is Dr. Makurupeche, who will join us on the line. There was a press briefing that the provincial legislature called. And in that briefing, they wanted to address major events that were there and speak about different issues. And then the continued negative media statements. I'll read a paragraph of that. It says, the legislature has been in repeated tremendous negative reporting of late, and as a result, affecting the image of the organization. One reason we'd like to mention is that upon arrival in July 2024, we met with a letter from the Hawks that raised sharply concerns around possible maladministration, fraud, and corruption. We have an obligation as the legislature to ensure that we build an ethical, accountable, and more responsible administration, as well as to deal with corruption whenever it's rearing its ugly head, to achieve the goals we have set ahead of us. On that basis, a forensic investigation was done. The investigation uncovered matters around the construction of the perimeter fans, Vodacom contract, chamber system, appointment of the travel amendment, management companies, non-disclosure of the books after audit, Sage financial system and human resources management. In terms of the findings, it has been uncovered that internal controls were compromised, leading to a financial loss. And so they state the financial loss. The outcome of the forensic investigation has led to the administration putting in place measures to improve internal controls beside the need to apply consequence management. However, as the speaker and the executive authority, I regard these allegations in a very serious light. To this end, I've taken a decision to afford the secretary to the legislature an opportunity to respond fully to the allegations reported in the media articles and show cause why I should not place him on precautionary suspension. We're speaking to Dr. Makoma Makurupeche, who is the Speaker of the Limpopo Provincial Legislature. Dr. Makurupeche, good evening and welcome.
Thank you, Tatan Chauke, and the listeners of Capricorn FM.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. You had a briefing, media briefing. I was reading the statement subsequent to that briefing that indicated that you had given the Secretary of the Legislature an opportunity to state why it should not be suspended. Please give us background to these developments.
The background to the development, you'll remember that the secretary, there's been a number of matters that have been in the public domain.
Mm.
At some point, there was a time when it was raised that he spent money changing the ticket to try to put the title of the doctor. We tried to get the information around that, but recently there were some worrying issues relating to him on the legal firms that were paid.
Mm.
When it is alleged that one of the legal firms is associated to his family members.
Mm.
For us, we took that as very serious. But another one says there was a company that was paid without doing work.
Mm.
So our question is, because this we only knew on the basis that this company wrote to us,
mm.
what if there are more other companies that may have been paid without doing work
mm.
and they've not spoken to us? It means the legislature is losing money around that. We know that even when we try to find information, he might defend himself to say, no, but people who are putting peddling lies are the ones that are going for DC process. Remember, with the loss of 136 million, already there are criminal cases opened against some officials. There are officials that are undergoing DC processes.
Mm.
Like now we have put the same thing to the former accounting officer, Dr. Nguna, to say to us why he can't respond for himself when 136 million went under the drain when he was the accounting officer at that point in time. So even this one, we felt Dr. Make must explain to us.
Mm.
So he did write back to us on the 29th as per the statement.
Mm.
But with his response, we felt we still need to make further investigation. That is now from now, we've put him on precautionary suspension from the 1st of July so that we can have an opportunity in the institution to probe further that this might be just an iceberg, tip of an iceberg. Maybe the problem is bigger than we think. So it's better we do an investigation, and it's better we put him on precautionary suspension so that the officials when they're supposed to volunteer information. They don't get intimidated to say, but if the secretary sees us talking to the investigators, I might be disadvantaged because the secretary sees. So we felt it would better as accounting officer. We give them precautionary suspension. We said until the 31st of July, but it will not be until the 31st of July. It will depend whether the investigation has been completed and what is the veracity of the investigation, what are other matters that we uncover, but as well until we conclude the process.
The issues that he was responding to as to whether he should be suspended, as I understand them, the perimeter fans, the Vodacom contract, they were discovered as a result of an investigation.
No, those matters happened before he arrived in the legislature.
Yes.
The ones that deals with under 36 million has got nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
He was involved in the forensic investigation, which forensic investigation was concluded by the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
So he must explain whether the legal companies that are attached to his family. He's not attached to the 136 million. That those that are responsible and were taking action against them. That's why I'm mentioning that even the former accounting officer, when those things were happening on the loss of 136 million, is as well taken to task to account why he can't be, why you can't take him through a disciplinary process. Because according to FAMPLA, it's a Financial Management Act of Parliament that you are expected to manage finances and you can't allow the loss of money in your hands when you are the accounting officer, yes.
So the secretary is responding on whether there are companies that are related to...
To his family, yes.
His family.
Yes.
And so even with that, I wanted to establish, was that born out of an investigation?
Yes.
What is the finding of that investigation?
No, it's now that we have put him on suspension so that we can investigate on that matter. Remember last week,
so the
he only gave me an intention.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, Dr. Makurubit. The suspicion that his companies linked to his family could be benefiting, where is it from?
What do you mean?
There's a suspicion, right?
Yeah.
That companies linked to his family could be benefiting.
Yeah.
Where is that suspicion from?
That was suspicion comes from within the officials that has raised those matters with us.
Okay. Right.
To say we are worried about the expenditure on the legal process. We are worried that we suspect that some of the legal firms, one of the legal firms is associated with his family.
Mm.
So the officials that some has gone to the media, yes, but that those officials that have raised those matters with us.
Okay. So this issue that we discussed last month about the legal firm that came up and said we've been paid money, we did not invoice the legislature. Who's being investigated for that?
Yes, it's part of the investigation because we're not only investigating that one. We must investigate the circumstances why that company was paid. But was it? The question is, this is a legal firm that wrote a letter to the legislature. Now our question is, other than that one who wrote to us, are there no other companies other than legal firms that might have been paid, whether either legal firms or not legal firms, that might have been paid without doing work, and they're not telling us? Yes.
So what is the form that the investigation will take?
I might not be able to explain the details of the form, but it's something that we think we must request the media to give us space on that kind of investigation that has been done, because we have appointed the acting secretary in the process in the absence of the current secretary, Mehomu Lindiwe, who was the deputy secretary. She's now the acting secretary of the legislature. So it's going to be within her hands. That's why we said, because she's the acting secretary, she can't be investigating the secretary when he's within the employment. She will be intimidated. She won't be able to free to do her work. That's why now we've given her the opportunity to say, these are the allegations that we have. We've received them, and we say, we'll continue whatever corrupt activity that comes. We'll not keep quiet. because we must safeguard the resources of the public.
I was speaking to the Democratic Alliance. They were saying that from the reports that they've read, so they've called for two things. One is the issue of saying there should be an ad hoc committee. Two, they are saying from the reports they've read, the speaker is implicated, and whether the speaker should also be investigated. You remember there was these stories about whether there were payments that are being made to these companies because they are trying to influence the conference of the ANC and such. And there were these conversations about vehicles and such, which the vehicle party have responded to us about. We've had that conversation. But this idea around the ad hoc committee and that the speaker could be implicated, what is your response to it?
In the debate, the Democratic Alliance was saying, they didn't say the speaker. They said as all members, we might be implicated. And
yeah.
I did raise a question to them to say, do it in writing to me of the ad hoc committee will get the legal opinion. But it is true that if even themselves, they say as members, we might be implicated as members of the legislature. Who will be part of the audit, the ad hoc committee who has got no interest on the matter? Unlike when we have appointed a legal entity that must do the investigation for all of us. And indeed, you are correct that in case there is any member of the legislature that there might be things that is spoken about, that person will be given an opportunity to present himself or herself to that legal entity. But you know, it's very surprising, Ndate Chauke, Ndate Ngamula, because remember in the legislature, I think almost half of members of the ANC are PEC members. So my question is, when you say people wanted money to be elected, I have the deputy speaker. She was elected. There is a chief whip. There is a chair of chairs. There is deputy chair of chairs. There is a. They're all members of the PEC now, and they were contesting in that conference. So how do you rule out that? Why isolate the speaker?
Good question.
You see, for me, that isolating the speaker is very subjective. And I don't think there is any objectivity on the matter and will not be distracted because I get worried in Ngamula that when from 2019 to 2024, there was this rot on Vodacom contract. Nobody talks about it. Why don't they have interest on it? I mean, the legislature loses 136 million. They don't have interest. You can't look on the issues on the periphery when there is a big element. One of the things that is there in the statement, there's what we call a SAGE system. You know, this SAGE system that we use to pay. Part of finding seats, there will be people that will be paid without they've not done the work. And that is the real finding. Which we must be able to deal with. So my question is, why are we not interested as members of the legislature? Even the media is not interested.
Well, we are.
No, not media, I'm interested.
But we're asking you now. We're having the conversation. Yes, sorry. We're having the conversation now. We're asking you.
No, but the interest is not there. You see where you're taking me to. I mean, you are taking me to ask me a question.
Yes.
That one, I now have the report. I demanded the report to say, tell me why people were paid in March. You can go to every department. Every department has got a responsibility to finish their budget by the end of March because March is the end of the financial year of the government. We are starting a new year on the 1st of April. So on the 31st, you must pay everybody that you owe. Now, if the conference of the ANC was happening the 27, 28, 29, but companies were paid on the 31st, what is the relevance of the conference? It's irrelevant.
Okay. All right. Speaker, thank you very much for your time. Wonderful evening to you.
My plea is, please help us get the 136 million.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Speaker.
Appreciate that. That is the Limpopo Provincial Legislature Speaker, Dr. Makoma Makurubeje.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.